With a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of men who really had a song in their hearts. I Want to Be Happy. Yes, that was a composition of Vincent Humans. And somehow or other, it epitomizes all his work. For his melodies were undoubtedly happy melodies. And no composer of this century achieved a greater degree of success than did this young man. And all within a period of 10 short years. But maybe we should start at the beginning. Vincent Humans was born in New York in the year 1898 of an English father and an Irish mother. When he was only 4 years old, his mother said to his father,
"Darling, I'm afraid your son and heir will never become a famous hatter like his father."
"Oh, stop fooling, dear. You know that our son is destined to follow in his father's footsteps."
"Yes, I know. And you hope he will eventually become, like his very successful father, New York's dictator of hat styles. What the well-dressed man will wear."
"And don't forget our slogan for the ladies. Humans' proper shapes in ladies' round hats, bonnets, and walking hats."
"Oh, well, dear, if a mother's intuition means anything, our Vincent will not become a hatter."
"Why, darling? What makes you say that?"
"Because I think he will become a musician."
"What? A musician?"
"That's what I said, darling. Although our small son is only 4, he's already beginning to play chords on the piano. In fact, when he's indoors, the piano claims most of his time."
And Mrs. Humans' hunch was right. For after a term in the United States Navy during the 1914-18 war, Vincent secured a job rehearsing artists for Victor Herbert.
"Good. Exactly as I wanted in the revival of the show. Vincent Humans."
"Yes, Mr. Herbert?"
"I want you to take the principals and rehearse them thoroughly, particularly in their tempos and phrasing."
"Yes, Maestro."
"And Vincent, see you teach them their numbers the way I want it."
"I'll see to that, all right."
It's not to be wondered that, gifted with a great talent for compositions, Humans eventually made the grade. And in a most spectacular manner, too. For he was, in 1923, to write the music for the successful musical comedy, Wildflower. The big hit from this charming production was, of course, Bambolina.
"When we're dancing at the fair, we have to watch and keep aware when good old Bambolina calls a stop. That means I must stand still in your arms and hold your hand still, for we dare not dance or skip or kick or stomp. times when he may choose to stop, give me a good excuse to prop my little head upon my partner's chest. So you can see reason why, though other dances I may try, I always like the Bambolina best. Times when he may choose to stop, give me a good excuse to prop my little head upon my partner's chest. So you can see reason why, though other dances I may try, I always like the Bambolina best.
The excellent music that Newman's provided for Wildflower got rave comments from New York's top critics. Alexander Wolcott said,
Wildflower is the most refreshing musical to hit New York for the past 10 years. Its lyrics and music, provided by Oscar Hammerstein II and Vincent Newman's respectively, makes me feel that the stage has discovered two young men who will go far in the theater.
How right you were, Alexander Wolcott. And other hard-boiled critics were equally enthusiastic, including such men as George Nathan, Alan Dale, and Ashton Stevens. Yes, Vincent Humans had arrived. He became front-page news, too.
Mr. Humans, my paper wants a story from you.
Oh, I guess a lot of newspaper editors have the same idea.
Maybe, but you're different, Mr. Humans. One day, you're an unknown. The next, thanks to Wildflower, you're famous. Where did you learn your stagecraft?
By working for that great composer, Victor Herbert.
My, that's good copy. I don't remember you in any Herbert show.
You wouldn't. I was merely Mr. Herbert's rehearsal pianist. But I was observant, and I learned more from that great man in a year than I would have learned in a lifetime otherwise. Money wouldn't buy that experience.
Which helps to explain why this young composer hit the jackpot first up. And it was no flesh in the pan. For 3 years later, he gave to the world one of the most successful musical comedies of all time. The gay and lilting No, No, Nanette. This record-breaking production, No, No, Nanette, opened in London in March 1925. Staged and produced by two ex-actors, Jack Waller and Herbert Clayton, it scored a bullseye from the very moment the curtain rose to a delighted audience of blasé theater girls. The hit number of the show, Vincent Humans entrancing... T for two, of course.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown.
Far from the cry of the city,
where flowers pretty arrest the street.
Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. Oh, darling, pick your you upon my knee. Just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see or to hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
cake for me to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be?
Key for Two, a hit in 1925. A hit today. By the by, did you ever hear how Vincent Humans came to write this song? It's rather interesting. He collaborated with lyric writer Irving Caesar, whose wit, incidentally, was a byword among the stage folk of America. One of his most famous wisecracks was during the Depression of the 30s, when money was apparently non-existent. Caesar had printed on all his checks,
"If at first you don't succeed, try again."
A few days before Nanette was due to open, the show's producer went into a huddle with Humans and lyric writer Irving Caesar.
"Boys, this show is almost right, but not quite."
"It's got to be right, though. What do you think it needs?"
"Well, I feel that there's room for just one more number, but it's got to be a hit number."
"But it's full of swell songs. Why, Vincent never wrote a better score."
"I know. The music's great. You chaps have done a grand job, but I think he's right,
Irving. We've just got to provide another hit. Let's have another look at that lyric of yours."
"You mean Tea for Two?"
"Yeah. I'll take it back to my hotel and see if I can get a hit melody back of it."
And that night, from 8 o'clock in the evening until 3 o'clock the next morning, Newman sweated over that lyric at the piano. And he just hadn't got anywhere with it. But he did manage to greatly annoy the person living in the adjoining hotel suite. As Humans pounded the piano, his next-door neighbor retaliated by banging on the wall.
"Oh, gee, I wish that guy next door would shut up. Can't get anywhere with this Tea for Two lyric." Oh, for the love of Mike. Hey, wait on. It's not a bad rhythm. Tum, tita, tatum, tita. T for two, and two for T. Gee whiz, I think I've got it. This is it, all right. Saying this will be terrific.
That's how Tea for Two was born, a song that swept the world. Incidentally, Humans made over $500,000 out of No, No, Nanette. His next big musical comedy was again to prove a smash. This time, Hit the Deck. Do you recollect the virile Hallelujah from this breezy show?
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll shoo the blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, just through the darkest day. Oh, brother Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away.
You'll note that up to this time, 1930, by the way, Humans had never written music for anything other than musical comedy. He really didn't need to. He was a wealthy man, was happily married, and was the proud father of twins, a pigeon pair named Cecily and Vincent. About to leave his home for the theater one day, his wife, Anne, said to him,
"Where to, honey? The theater?"
"Uh-huh. I'm getting this new show underway."
"Are you going to find a spot for my favorite number in it?"
"I guess not, darling. There doesn't appear to be a situation for it."
"Oh."
"Oh, now, don't look so disappointed. I'll use it sometime soon."
"Vin, you've been saying that for the last 2 years, ever since you wrote it."
"Well, I'll tell you what. I'll break my rule and let a publisher handle it as a pop song right apart from musical comedy, huh?"
"Goody. And I'll bet you it'll prove a hit."
And his wife was pretty right. That song happened to be Time on My Hands.
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love for you. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone affair for two. So I've got time on my hands and you in my arms and nothing but love in view. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. My darling, time on my hands and you in my arms and nothing but love in you.
His next big show was called Great Day. Somehow or other, though, it never proved as big a hit as his previous productions. Humans then went to Hollywood and wrote the music for the first talkie starring that wonder combination, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Yes, that was Flying Down to Rio. That was in 1933, just 10 years after his first entrance as a composer. It was to be his last work. A serious illness overtook him in that year at the very peak of his existence that was to linger with him until he died in 1946. But his melodies linger on, as this finale will prove to you. A medley of human song. And so we bid farewell to Vincent Humans and his enchanting songs. The artists reviving his songs and dramatizing his life story were Douglas Kelly, Don Moore, George Randall, Patricia Kennedy, Max Blake, Eula Parker and the Parkettes, and Horry Dargy's Quartet. Your narrator was John Morgan. Orchestra and vocal ensemble were under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.